Well, thanks for visiting the Marlins podcast page and listening to this Marlins Rewind. When this series started, the Cardinals were a game behind the Marlins in the wild card standings, but still, St. Louis has the third best run differential in the entire major leagues. Last night, we learned all about that as the Cardinals won their second straight in Miami and their third straight overall. For the full Friday Night Rewind, Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Well, even when the Marlins went into St. Louis right after the All-Star break and took two out of three from the Cardinals, these Cardinals swung the bats well. This is the third highest scoring team in Major League Baseball, the number one home run hitting team in the National League. And as if you needed a reminder of that, the Cardinals have come out swinging hot bats in the first two games of this series. Thursday night, a 5-4 win here at Marlins Park, five runs on eight hits, a couple of home runs in the third inning. They never looked back. And tonight, 11 runs on 14 hits as the Cardinals knock around Jose Ureña and the Marlins. They've won the first two games of this four-game set. Jose Ureña and Mike Leake were the starting pitchers in this game. Ureña coming off of two very good starts since coming back from AAA, but knowing when he took the mound tonight that his time in the rotation might be very limited, with the Marlins earlier today having acquired a couple of pitchers, a couple of starting pitchers from the Padres, Andrew Cashner and Colin Ray. And you got to imagine that was in the back of Urania's mind. And in the second inning, he got into trouble. Allowed a leadoff single to Yadier Molina. Then he faced a man who he had nearly hit with a pitch just over a month ago at AAA, Jeremy Hazelbaker. That set off a benches clearing incident in the Pacific Coast League. Both Urania and Hazelbaker were suspended. They hadn't matched up since until the second inning tonight. One on, nobody out. All heck broke loose.
Here's the 2-1, and the ball lifted high into the air down the right field line. This is going to be a fair ball. It is, and it is gone. A home run for Hazelbaker. That has to hurt Ureña. 2-0 Cardinals.
A little bit of revenge exacted by Hazelbaker there, and the Cardinals were on their way. Tommy Pham then hit by a pitch. Didn't seem to us as though there's any intent at that point, even though the hit batsman following a home run always caused you to raise an eyebrow. But Pham was at first base. Still, nobody out in the inning for the number eight man, Colton Wong.
The pitch. And Wong swings and drives a ball down the left field line. That's a fair ball and should be extra bases. Coming to third, Tommy Pham. He's been waved by Chris Maloney. The throw to the plate is up the line a little bit. Pham will score, and it is 3-0 St. Louis on a double by Colton Wong.
No, after a hit batsman and a walk, Ureña eventually got out of that inning, but he faced nine batters through 35 pitches in the second. Cardinals had a 3-0 lead. In the bottom of the second, facing Mike Leake, the Marlins got one run back. Compliments of Marcell Ozuna.
Here's a 1-1, and this is given a ride to left. Going back is Holiday, looking up. It is up, up and away into the bleacher seats above the Clevelander sign. A home run for Marcell Ozuna. The Marlins are on the board. It's a 3-1 game here in the second. That's number 18 for the Big Bear.
And it would stay a 3-1 game into the fourth inning. The Cardinals got a leadoff triple from Colton Wong. Pitcher Mike Leake struck out, and with one out, up to the plate step Greg Garcia. Garcia, a fly ball to left, caught by Ichiro, coming to the plate, and out at the plate, gunned down by Ichiro. Colton Wong, on the night we await potentially hit number 3,000 from Ichiro. We see he can do more than swing the bat. A terrific throw from left field. He guns Wong down at the plate, and that's it for the Cardinals in the top of the fourth. How about that, Ichiro? How about that indeed? It's our move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So it was still a 3-1 game as he went to the fifth inning, but the fifth inning is when all heck broke loose in this ball game. After Ureña struck out the first man, Ledmus Diaz, he allowed an infield hit to Matt Holliday. Then he walked Matt Adams. Two on, one out for Yadier Molina.
Here's the ball driven. This is out into left center, and it gets down, and Ozuna tried to make a diving catch, and the ball skips by him. Ichiro has to go pick it up. Holiday is home to score from second base. Molina winds up at second base.
It was an RBI single, an RBI double, rather, for Molina, and the Cardinals had extended their lead. Then an intentional walk. Jeremy Hazelbaker loaded the bases for Tommy Pham.
Ozuna almost straight away, two steps to left center. Here's the pitch, and a bouncing ball toward the hole at short. It kicks through, base hit. Home to score is Adams. Molina will hold up at third base, and it's 5-1 Cardinals on a bouncing ball single through the left side by Tommy Pham.
Jose Urania was done at that point, but the Cardinals weren't. Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen. He allowed an RBI single to Colton Wong. Then with the bases loaded, he walked the opposing pitcher, Mike Leek, to force home another run. An infield hit from Greg Garcia scored a run. A sac fly from Ledmus Diaz scored a run. And finally, Matt Holliday hit into a fielder's choice, and the fifth inning was over. But not for the Cardinals. Sent 11 men to the plate, and they scored six runs on five hits in the inning. There were three walks, and it was suddenly a 9-1 St. Louis lead. But as they have all season long, the Marlins came back against Mike Leek in the bottom of the fifth. It began with a double from Marcell Ozuna. With two outs, he was at third base for Miguel Rojas.
Now both the pitcher and the hitter are ready. Leek goes to work the pitch. And it's hammered down the left field line. A fair ball that goes all the way to the corner. Rojas on his way to second. Home to score is Ozuna with the second Marlins run. And it's a 9-2 game.
And with Rojas at second, up to the plate step, Chris Johnson.
The ball is drilled out toward right center. Going back there, the center fielder looking up. Pham can't get it. It bounces off the wall high into the air. Home to score is Rojas. And a stand-up double for the pinch hitter, Chris Johnson. The Marlins pick up their second run of the inning, their third of the game, and it's 9-3.
Well, D. Gordon followed with an infield hit, his first hit in seven at-bats since returning from his 80-game PED suspension. So the Marlins had two men on, with two outs for the red-hot Martin Prado.
Both teams scored in the second inning, and both teams have scored here in the fifth inning. Prado lifts a high fly ball. This is deep to left. For Martin Prado, it is up, up and away. A three-run home run, 9-6, and the Marlins are officially back in this game. Prado again.
How about that? Prado goes deep for the second game in a row. He was 2-for-4 last night with a homer and two RBIs. 2-for-4 in this one with a homer and three RBIs, hitting 500 on the homestand. 14-for-28, two doubles, two homers, nine batted in. The Marlins were indeed back in the game at 9-6. Both starters were done at that point. Jose Urania exited after 4 1/3, eight runs, eight hits, four walks, four strikeouts. He hit a man, allowed a homer, 97 pitches, 50 strikes. Leek got out of that fifth inning, but not before he allowed a total of seven hits and six runs with no walks, three Ks, allowed the two home runs, Ozuna and Prado, 87 pitches, 61 strikes for Leek. An ugly line, but he left on line for the victory. It was a three-run game headed to the sixth inning. Marlins hoping to keep it right there with Nick Whitgren into the ball game, but he allowed a leadoff hit to Matt Adams after a great catch in right field to Rob Molina by Stanton. Jeremy Hazelbaker reached on the fielder's choice and a throwing error by the shortstop Rojas. So the Cardinals up by three, had a man at second, two outs for that Marlins killer, Tommy Pham.
The pitch. And a ball lifted in the air, center field. Ozuna has to go back, looking up at the fence, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Tommy Pham. His seventh of the year.
That made it an 11-6 game, and 11-6 is how this one would end in Miami tonight. As Whitgren pitched a scoreless seventh, Dustin McGowan worked two scoreless innings, but the Marlins couldn't come back any further, and they fall again to the Cardinals 11-6. For St. Louis, 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors, nine men left. For Miami, six runs, nine hits and an error. Marlins leave a pair. Mike Leek, the winner, 8-8. Jose Urania, the loser, 1-3. Time of the game, 3 hours, 3 minutes, and a crowd of 27,000. 414 goes home disappointed. Cardinals are a season best 9 over with the win. They're 56-47. Now 31-17, best in baseball on the road. They've won 9 of the last 12. As for the Marlins, well, they fall to 3-5 on the homestand. They are 55-48 overall with this setback. Now 27-24 after 51 home games. Only 30 remain here at Marlins Park.
I'm sure you know all about the trade the Marlins made yesterday with the San Diego Padres. Seven players involved in total, one of whom was right-handed pitcher Colin Ray. Ray starts tonight's game for the Marlins. He'll take the mound and throw out the first pitch at 7:10. And as Ray and tomorrow's pitcher Andrew Kashner come to Miami, we use the Fish Family bonus code FRESHFISH. the freshest fish to the pond, Ray and Cashner will start the next two games. Also worth noting that in the late stages of July and early August, as the summer winds down, it becomes wahoo, swordfish, amberjack, and of course marlin season in South Florida. Fresh fish, today's bonus code. 7:10 first pitch, Colin Ray faces off against the St. Louis Cardinals. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the live play-by-play. Go to MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, and tune your radio to 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.